Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in St. Louis at the NWFA show, the National Wood Flooring Association, at the St. Louis Rams Stadium, and I'm with Michael Martin, the president and CEO. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm well. You've been busy. It's the end of the last day. I'm sure you're probably running on fumes, but thanks for spending time with our audience. Let's start out just talking about the NWFA, the theme of this show. This is the 30-year anniversary, and it's Play It Forward. Talk about that.
Thanks, Kim. Appreciate you being here. This year is our 30th anniversary, and the association was started in St. Louis 30 years ago. So it made sense to bring the show home to St. Louis and as a way to kind of honor our founding fathers who really figured out how to pay it forward before that term meant anything. We tied the theme Play It Forward in honor of our founders, tied together with the sports city that St. Louis is. Our show floor is on the Rams playing field. Our big 30th anniversary party was in private suites at Busch Stadium with a Cardinals game, and our closing party is in the private Rams Club here in the stadium. So we've tied all that together and then tied it with our community service projects that we're launching this year as our own Play It Forward initiatives. We have with us this week Gary Sinise Foundation, which we're going to be doing 15 veteran homes for veterans primarily that have lost multiple limbs in service. They need hard surface flooring, so it's a good partnership for us. They need our product specifically. We're also partnering with PGA Reach. Our keynote speaker, Bill Courtney from Memphis, talked about his inner city projects and coaching a football team in the inner city.
You know, this Bill Courtney talk yesterday was very moving. I thought he was excellent. I can't believe here's a guy that looks like a, you know, paid professional speaker, and he's actually in Memphis. He runs a hardwood factory with 125 people, right?
That's correct. We had such a great marry-up with Bill Courtney with American Hardwoods out of Memphis. He owns a lumber mill there, so he supplies some of the flooring folks. He grew up, one of his first jobs out of college was for a flooring company, so he's very familiar with our industry, but he's also won an Oscar for a documentary film that was made about his last season of coaching in an inner city football team. And so he's got a great message about how being involved with your community not only helps your business grow and helps you, but really how it makes a difference in other people's lives. And that's really what he wants his legacy to be, more so than having a, you know, build a successful company or done anything else.
Now, Michael, I see you usually in Germany at Domatex. I see you at Surfaces. I see you at all the major flooring events. The last time you had the show was in Nashville and had a music theme. Your keynote speaker there had a recording studio, Black Horse, and I thought that was fantastic. This show seems to be yet another hit. You've done a great job. Let's talk about the attendance, the size of the exhibit hall, things like that.
Sure. We sold out the show floor, so we've got about 56 new exhibitors this year. It's about 15% up from last year. Attendance is going to be pretty steady with last year. We won't know completely until all of the drive-ins come in. We have a lot of people that ended up driving in for this show, so we should be right around the 3,000 mark as far as attendees, which is pretty even with last year.
Mm-hmm. And the people who come, it's mostly a contractor show, some retailers, some distributors. Is that right?
That's right. NWFA represents the whole supply chain, so manufacturers, distributors, contractors, retailers, inspectors, etc. But and our education is offered to all of those segments. So there's education here at the show as part of our annual meeting that goes with the trade show that all member segments participate in. But then, of course, on the trade show floor, our manufacturers are in booths meeting with their distributors and their contractors and retailers primarily. So most of the people by volume are installers on the floor.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about the hardwood business. Obviously, as the president of the trade association, you might have some feel for how business conditions are. Talk about that if you would.
Sure. Well, I think the year overall is going to be slightly up from last year, but we've also seen some, I wouldn't call them soft spots along the road, but I wouldn't call them growth periods either. So housing continues to be one of those things that looks like it's going to go up and then it ends up being more steady. I do think we're ending up the year a little ahead of last year, but not necessarily a significant percentage.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, hardwood, most people know, is the most desired flooring. When you ask a homeowner if you could have any kind of flooring, what would you have? They say hardwood. So it's been growing faster than some categories. I think our call in the annual report for this year is somewhere around 6% or so, right?
That's right. So I think we're the second fastest growing category. And, you know, the research that we see on an ongoing basis really indicates that, as you just said, you know, consumers want hardwood, and the ones that aren't buying hardwood, it's usually a price decision. They'd really like to have hardwood, but perhaps they end up with a different product simply from a cost standpoint, and oftentimes one that may look like wood, mm-hmm. which we try to consider that as free advertising.
I'm with you. All right. So let's talk about your key initiatives for 2015. What are some of the things you're focused on?
Sure. In 2015, this show in particular celebrates our 30th anniversary, but we really wanted to look toward the future as far as that goes. So over the next year, you'll see us roll out our training programs differently with a map as far as having a career path. Right now, we have a degree program, we have a certification program, our technical education exists, but they're pretty loosely tied together. So as we work through the next year, we're bringing an online university into play, which we think will be really a big success with the retailers who may not travel to do the hands-on training. They don't necessarily need that from a sales perspective. So we believe the online piece will be very important to getting the point of sale to do better with putting the right product in the right place when it comes to hardwood. So that's one of our big initiatives over the next year, is really to outline that structure and to provide a career path that gives people a clear directive to work toward within their career as far as which path they want to go down. So if they want to be a craftsman or they want to be a master craftsman, that really means something different than what it does today.
Installation seems to be one of the categories that a lot of people are focused on right now because it's just a lack of trained labor. And so you're doing what you can to solve some of those issues, aren't you?
We are. I mean, we're trying to partner with some other organizations. We've been talking with CFI, we've been talking with Shaw, and we're all searching for ways that we can get more people engaged in the flooring industry. So we're working in that realm, trying to get out to the veterans, trying to get to technical schools, trying to find ways to bring people into the industry that can have a long career path.
One of the things I'd like to point out is your education series, which I spent the morning going through, is actually very well done. There was a session on beating the big boxes. There was a session on that new social media site called House. It's a lot of good content. One of the things I want to point out is that you mentioned at the beginning of this thing that you were honoring the founders that started this organization 30 years ago. You did a great job of showing them using audio visuals. Talk a minute about the guy who started this organization.
There was a group of 12 that really came together to start the organization, and it's hard to put that all in one person, but I think if there was one person who's really considered the founding father, it's Virgil Hendricks, who is with Lockwood Flooring, Midwest Floor, who's both a distributor and a retailer based here in St. Louis. And that's one of the reasons the first show was in St. Louis, one of the reasons that the organization came together here was that he was a driving force in the creation of the National Wood Flooring Association. And at the time, there was primarily a group of distributors that felt that the whole wood flooring market's needs weren't being met. And so they wanted to have an organization that had everybody involved in decision making and trying to grow the market. So while they were core distributors who initially worked to pull the organization together, manufacturers and contractors got involved, and the idea was to keep everybody in the supply chain part of the conversation. And primarily the biggest purpose was to create an educated installer base. And so we still, as we just talked about, have that challenge today. It's been a challenge, obviously, for 30 years to find the right people to do the right jobs and to make for sure the installations are done correctly.
Well, I think Virgil would be pleased if he walked down and saw what's going on here and the number of people and how successful this organization has been. So you've done a great job. Listen, you've been running this now for 4 years, haven't you?
Yep. This is my fourth show. We've had good growth each one of those years, so we're hopeful that we'll continue that trend. And I can tell you that Virgil's children were here with us this week, and I think they would attest to what you just said, that he'd be very proud of where the association is today. We're just honored to have the ability and the opportunity to carry his mission forward.
All right, Michael, it's great to be with you again. I've been talking to Michael Martin, who's president and CEO of the National Wood Flooring Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.